This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. July is National Ice Cream Month, and I know for me personally, ice cream is a treat that needs some celebration. Some fun facts about ice cream. The perfect temperature to scoop ice cream is between 6 and 10 degrees Fahrenheit. And 87% of Americans have ice cream in their freezer. I discussed National Ice Cream Month with Jill Williams, nutrition educator of the St. Louis District Dairy Council.
Well, in 1984, President Ronald Reagan designated July as National Ice Cream Month as he recognized ice cream as a fun and nutritious food. So the third Sunday of the month is National Ice Cream Day, and that was July 15th, 2018. Ice cream, though, can be important all year long, right? So the industry generates actually more than $21 billion in annual sales for ice cream. And about 9% of all the milk that's produced by U.S. dairy farmers is used to make ice cream.
Wow, I didn't know any of that. That's quite a bit, actually, 9%.
Right? Yeah.
So ice cream doesn't really seem like it can fit to a healthy diet, but can it?
Of course it can. Yes. The main thing that we want to pay attention to when we're thinking about having ice cream fit into a healthy diet is portion size. So that's what I'm always telling people. Portion size is so important. So the recommended serving size for ice cream is a half a cup, which is really about the size of a tennis ball. So when you think about it, that's kind of small. But choosing a small serving is important for fitting ice cream into a healthy diet. You know, if you get one of those pint-sized containers at the store, a lot of people think that's a single serving, but really that's four servings in one of those pint-sized containers. So, but there are low-fat and low-sugar versions of ice cream and other frozen dairy desserts, and those can be healthy choices too. So you just have to check the calories and see how it fits into your eating plan. But, you know, ice cream does have great flavor, but it also has a nutrient advantage over some other desserts because it does contain calcium and protein and phosphorus. So it still does contain some of those essential nutrients.
And as we talked about last time, you're supposed to have 3 daily servings of dairy. So can ice cream count as one of those?
Well, so a half cup serving of ice cream only provides about 10% of your daily calcium. So it would take 1.5 cups of ice cream to provide a third of your daily calcium, which is the typical amount in a serving of milk, yogurt, or cheese. So, you know, again, you know, you just want to pay attention to that portion size. Overall, I think it's important to use ice cream as a treat and just continue to strive for those 3 servings a day of low-fat or fat-free dairy foods like our milk, yogurt, and cheese. But, you know, just remember that ice cream does contain essential nutrients, and that gives ice cream a nutrition advantage over other desserts.
So there's lots of ice cream flavors out there. It seems like they keep coming more and more. But what are the most popular ice cream flavors?
Well, the number one ice cream flavor, and I think probably most people could guess this, is vanilla. And then a close second is chocolate. Neapolitan is third. Then strawberry and cookies and cream. So those are the top 5. My favorite is not even in the top 5. I like mint chocolate chip.
That's my favorite too. That's what I was just going to
yeah,
say.
Yeah, I love mint chocolate chip. Yeah, that didn't even make it in the top 5. But, you know, vanilla makes sense because it's a base for a lot of ice cream desserts like sundaes and floats and banana splits, things like that. So a lot of people use vanilla and then add other mix-ins to it. There's lots of creative flavors out there like that have candy or cookies or brownies and lots of kind of tasty add-ins, too.
More ice cream talk with Jill Williams on The Farm Show after these messages. I spoke with Jill Williams, nutrition educator of the St. Louis District Dairy Council, in honor of National Ice Cream Month. And what's the difference between ice cream, frozen custard, gelato, frozen yogurt, and sherbet? Because I've honestly been very confused about this also.
Okay, well, there's all kinds of definitions here. So ice cream, first and foremost, is made from milk or cream, sugar, flavorings, and stabilizers. But by law, ice cream has to contain at least 10% milk fat. Eggs are an optional ingredient in ice cream. So, but ice cream does have to contain that 10% milk fat. Then frozen custard is similar to ice cream, but it always includes eggs. And that kind of gives it that really thick, creamy texture. Then gelato is an Italian-style ice cream. Have you ever had gelato?
I don't think so.
Well, it is delicious, I think. there usually is more sugar in gelato than ice cream, but the fat content is usually lower. And gelato melts faster than ice cream because it has kind of like a semi-frozen consistency. So it does kind of have a different consistency than ice cream. And then sherbet is made from milk, sugar, and other flavorings, and it's classified as a frozen dairy dessert because it contains less than the 10% milk fat that's required for ice cream. So sherbet is usually low fat. It contains 1-2% milk fat, but it's higher in sugar. So, you know, a lot of times when you take the fat out of something, you add something else in.
Yeah.
So it is higher in sugar, but it's lower in fat. And then frozen yogurt is a mixture of pasteurized milk, flavorings, stabilizers. There's really no standard definition for frozen yogurt, so the recipes vary. The milk that's used to make frozen yogurt is pasteurized, and so it doesn't contain those live active cultures that are found in unfrozen yogurt. So just, you know, keep that in mind if you're looking for that. Frozen yogurt can be found in low-fat or non-fat versions. So if you're looking for a healthier alternative to ice cream, frozen yogurt is usually a lot lower in calories and fat.
We went and got ice cream the other night, and my mom's on Weight Watchers right now. But she said the frozen yogurt was just as good as the ice cream was. So.
Yeah, I love frozen yogurt. I think sometimes you can get into trouble with frozen yogurt, especially at those shops that have all the toppings. Yeah, because you can have just, you know, just as many calories and toppings. It's like, well, you might as well have had, you know, just a full-fat ice cream instead of adding, you know, Snickers and chocolate chips and all kinds of stuff to the top of your frozen yogurt.
Yeah, that's how it was at school. They had a frozen yogurt place, and it was tip to scale Tuesday, so you would go and like put as many toppings as you want,
right?
Obviously wasn't nearly as healthy, but
yeah you kind of get rid of the whole healthy aspect of it with all the toppings. You can always use, you know, fruit toppings and things like that are healthy, right?
Are there any new trends in ice cream?
There's, you know, a great way to customize your ice cream is to visit a store that freezes the ice cream with liquid nitrogen. So, you know, those stores that that do the mix-ins, you know, like the flavor mix-ins and things like that. There's always additions to flavors of ice cream in your grocery store aisle. You might even notice some flavors becoming more spicy and smoky rather than the usual sweet. We've been talking about this a lot, you know, different flavors of ice cream like bacon flavor and things like that. I don't know. To me, that's a little bit strange, but people like all kinds of different things. So. But there's always seasonal flavors that are a big trend. So, you know, like in the fall, pumpkin ice cream and things like that come out. And not only in the grocery store, but also in your ice cream parlors and in your frozen yogurt shops.
Yeah, I said that my favorite is mint chocolate chip, but it's actually peppermint. But that's only out during December.
Christmas time.
So I just load up at Christmas time. And then
yeah, all those seasonal flavors are great. I love to try them. I love the pumpkin flavors.
Yeah. Where can listeners go for more information?
Well, they can definitely check out our Facebook page at STL Dairy Council. If you follow us on Facebook, we're doing a special social media campaign with fun facts about ice cream all month long. You can also go to our website at stldairycouncil.org, or you can email us any questions at info@stldairycouncil.org.
That's all the time we have on your afternoon farm show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.